Developing a positive belief culture is something that you can deliberately practice. So you can practice believing, just like you can practice your faith. So you need to learn to deliberately practice believing. You need to deliberately practice your faith. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to That Belief Podcast. Pretty excited to be engaging with you on this conversation. And I just want to say a big thank you to all of you that have been plugging in on the podcast, sharing the podcast, and recommending the podcast to your families, to your friends, and to your community. We trust and believe that together we're going to build a community of a believing people, because then we believe there is nothing that positive belief cannot make real. So we are so glad to be able to share in your story, in your believing journey, and we will stay committed to bringing conversations to you that will be able to inspire you to believe better of yourself, to believe better of God, and just to inspire you to infinite possibilities. So it's easy to fear chasing your dreams. It's very easy to fear attempting new things. It's easy to fear attempting new possibilities, but you can't go on embracing the fear of living out your potential, living out your dream, pursuing your dreams and stuff like that. But you want to embrace the courage to believe that your dreams, your goals, your vision are valid. So much to learn from the story of David in the battlefield with the giant Goliath. So you know, David didn't avoid the opportunity that he had in his mind to face and fight this giant. I like to imagine David standing by a distance looking at this giant. At the back of his mind, he's like, you know what? I think I can face this guy. But I promise you, not only did he have the thoughts of the possibility of slaying Goliath, right in the moment, David probably had a whisper like, man, are you sure you're trying to do that? These dudes have been here for days. Nobody has had the guts to step in the battlefield to fight the giant, and you're saying you can't. But David had to practice what he believed, that he was able to fight the giant. And not only was he practicing his believing in the ability that he had to fight the giant, he extended his believing in the God that made it possible for him to slay the lion and the bear with his hands. So David didn't avoid the opportunity that seemingly was impossible, because everybody chickened out. Nobody had the guts to step in the battlefield and fight the giant. So David saw the opportunity to fight the giant, but right in the moment of seeing the opportunity, he probably had some fears, but he didn't let the fears to take the best of him. David decided to practice his believing. David decided to practice his faith in a God that made it possible for him to kill the lion and the bear with just his hands. So now watch how it plays out. David is not avoiding Goliath. He says, I'm going to face this giant, because man, I got a story to tell. When I was in the bush with my father's sheep, a lion tried to kill sheep, but I killed the lion with my hands. I killed the bear with my hands. So the same God that made it possible for me to slay the lion, to slay the bear, is going to make it possible for me to slay this giant. And I believe. What situation seems a little impossible to you right now? What mountain are you facing right now? You should not avoid the mountain, but you should charge towards the mountain, believing and trusting that you're going to speak to the mountain to move, and it's going to move. You need to practice believing, because there is nothing that positive belief cannot make real. Scripture says, if you've got faith as small as a mustard seed, you can speak to this mountain to move and it's going to obey. Look at that. Jesus Christ brings these two elements, a mustard seed and a mountain. And now he's saying, if you've got faith as small as this seed, then you can speak to this mountain. This is like a big thing. You're going to speak to it to move and it's going to move. So there is no situation in your life that can't bow to positive belief. There is no situation in your marriage that is not going to bow to positive belief. Believing better of God, believing better of yourself. Believe better of God that He has got power to cure any disease, He's got power to cure any sickness, and watch the miracle unfold. Believe in your abilities and see how high you're going to rise. Believe in the power of your voice and see how many lives you're going to impact. Because there isn't any situation that can't bow down to the power of faith, even faith that is as small as a mustard seed. So like David was able to practice his believing, just as David was able to practice his faith in stepping in the battlefield, and then we see God going with him right in the battlefield. So every time you embrace the courage to step in a situation that by a distance seems impossible, by a distance seems like, man, this is a dead end. But when you confront that situation with belief in your heart, with faith in your heart, God is going with you. And that situation that seemed permanent, that situation that seemed impossible, watch it turn into a beautiful possibility. Because then you had the guts, you had the courage to practice your belief, to practice your faith. Faith is now. Scripture says, faith without works is dead. So you can't just believe and sit. You can't believe and avoid. But you want to believe and charge. You want to believe and make a step forward. You want to believe and step out of the boat and walk on water. Faith acts. Faith is action. So you're going to start practicing your faith. You're going to start practicing what you believe. If you believe that God is a provider, practice that. Practice God providing for you. If you believe God is a healer, practice that. Practice your belief in that and watch the miracle unfold. So there is nothing that positive belief cannot make real, and God honors belief, God honors faith. So whatever it is that you desire to achieve with your life, whatever it is that you desire to see change in your life, only believe better. Believe in the possibilities of God. Believe in your abilities. Believe that times are going to get better. You might be struggling with a sickness, a disease, whatsoever it is, you need to believe. You need to believe that there's a God that can bring healing to your heart, God that can bring healing to your body. You might be facing challenges in your marriage, in your career, in your church, in your family. Keep believing that times can change, because there is absolutely nothing that positive belief cannot make real. So practice your believing, practice your faith, and patiently wait and watch the miracle of your life unfold right before your eyes.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.